producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy. Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
And say hello to, not TMB, he's 20th anniversary. Happy anniversary, Ty Bollinger and Charlene and family, 20 years. And we got a great, what we call him, a pinch hitter. He is. He's going to hit a home run because he's been on the show before. We connected, a couple of years back at one of the advanced medicine seminars with Dr. Batari. He's an old friend of TMB, Ty Bollinger, and now our really good friend. He was also featured in The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, medical doctor Irvin Sani. He's come to the light side. Dr. Sani, welcome. Let's crank up and outside the box. I said you went get the light side. The light side.
Robert, I am your father.
We did Star Wars last hour with Liam Sheff, and now we got to continue it on with Irv. Irv, man, thank you for being here. Seriously, you were another bright light in The Truth About Cancer. And you, anytime I talk about doctors that have awakened, however you want to say it, I think of you first, because what you've done from your background and history you do surgery. I mean, serious spinal surgery, orthopedic stuff, and yet you have opened up to a whole new world, and you've survived the transition.
I have, I'll tell you, I was joking with Ty after the third series that he came out with. I said, I know that your series is getting better and better, Ty, because with each one you see less and less of me. I think he just wanted a medical doctor in the beginning, and now he's like, okay, I've got all these other people who really actually know a lot about treating cancer. I mean, I don't treat cancer for a living, and this has been, I've been a student, as much of a student as I've been a participant in this whole process, and it's been a phenomenal awakening for me in terms of, losing weight, but now I don't really think of myself as losing weight. I think of myself as becoming healthy and understanding how my environment affects my health and how food affects my health. And I've learned so much from you, and I've learned so much from Ty and all the people who participated. So it's such an awesome, awesome learning experience. And the gala that we just had in Tennessee a couple of weeks ago, what a phenomenal experience that was to be around all the people, or so many of the people, that were in The Truth About Cancer Global Quest. It was just a phenomenal experience.
It was a bit surreal, Irv. I mean, the thing is, there were so many cool people that really get it, that really are on the same wavelength. I mean, we heard this from others speaking as well, including Dr. Batari. We all have our different paths and missions, but they so much are in line, and they cross each other here and there. And to come together like we did, it only strengthened us all by the experience of what happened. We made more solid our foundation of this is what we're here to do.
Well, and I think a lot of us, and maybe this is a long past for you, but more recent for me, having to sort of deal with, especially with my, medical doctor peers, all thinking that I'm, I don't know if the right word's crazy, but certainly not buying into a lot of the stuff that I have, that I now talk to them about. And so to be around people who are all like-minded was very refreshing. And, you sort of didn't feel like the alien freak who was speaking a foreign language, like I sometimes feel when I'm talking to medical doctors who are like, well, why would you eat like that when you can just take Lipitor and eat cheese nachos? Which I told you that story before. I had a physician where I am actually say that. I don't know if he was just trying to make me mad or he was serious, but it was entertaining, I guess.
Well, you also, coming from a traditional medical training, you were used to getting visits from pharmaceutical reps. And I covered a story the other day about how they like to buy chicken wings and I don't know, just all the greatest food for you, for the docs. And of course, that gets them in the door, and then they can talk about all the ways to use their drugs off-label. But is it true that they don't even bother coming to see you anymore? Did the word get out?
They haven't bothered to see me for a long time. You know, the one thing that makes me a little different, and this is before I even really talked, before I connected with Ty, I did research for a year when I was a resident, and so I've written a few papers, and I understand how to look at a scientific paper. I understand how to read statistics, and so a lot of doctors don't really have a clue. You know, a rep walks in and they slap down something called a white paper, and basically what it boils down to, and this is covered in The Truth About Cancer, and it's so true, that a lot of the research that's done is paid for or sponsored by the drug company itself. And so that's always my first question when they come and they slap stuff down in front of me. And invariably, it's always a paper that was sponsored or written by the drug company. So it sort of ends the conversation before they can start. I sort of rudely tell them I'm not really interested in a paper that's written by the company, you know, itself, because it doesn't hold a lot of value. I want to see something in a peer-reviewed journal that wasn't sponsored by that company. And probably the last big funny one I can remember is there's a drug called Ultrastat, and it was called Tramadol. It's Tramadol, and then it lost its patent. So the Ultrastat girl comes in to give me a free pen and so forth or whatever, free lunch, like you said, chicken wings or whatever. And she tells me, oh, we've got this new drug, Tramadol. You know, you don't want to use that anymore. Of course, it's off patent. But now we have Ultrastat. You know, Ultrastat is basically what it was. Tramadol was 50 milligrams. Ultrasound was 37.5 milligrams of Tramadol mixed with, I forget how much, maybe 325 milligrams of Tylenol. And so I said, oh, so basically what you're saying is if I take a Tramadol, chip a little piece off, take it with a Tylenol, I've got the same drug. And, of course, the Ultrasound, the point is that Tramadol came off patent. And Ultrasound now, this new magic formulation, which she had this huge paper showing me how superior Ultrasound was to Tramadol, and, of course, the price was like 50 times what Tramadol was, because Tramadol came off patent. So, you know, and I knew exactly what she was doing, and I was making fun of it. Yeah, so, you know, when I interact with the reps like that, yeah, they tend not to want to come around anymore. So, you know, I try to use as little medication as possible. Mm-hmm. But when I do, I generally will go back to things that have been around for 30 years. They're off patent. They work well, and there's no reason to always jump to the latest brand-new drug. There certainly are cases where that can be reasonable. But, you know, that's the reason we have these antibiotic-resistant issues.
Well,
now,
exactly. And I wanted to talk to you about that as well today. But getting to the pain issue, you've even explored the use of botanicals, homeopathics, you know, Arnica Montana. And I've heard a lot of surgeons, even if they're not holistically oriented, have heard about Arnica now.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you know, even looking into the production of a product here at some point, that is completely natural and can be used for treating pain. And we'll talk about that sometime in the future. But yeah, no, there absolutely are ways besides using pharmaceutical medications to treat pain. One that we could talk about is near-infrared light therapy, which has also been used to increase blood flow and reduce pain in patients with neuropathy.
Yeah, I definitely want to hit that. I love the infrared light. Now, there's near and there's far, and they both make you sweat. You know, one of the keys is relinquishing fat-soluble toxins is a big part of what I like about the infrared heating technologies as opposed to just more of a superficial heating sweat. We want to go deep in there because there's so many heavy metals, persistent organic pollutants, things that are just bound in the fat that need to be really shaken loose and sweated out, and that'll reduce the burden on liver and kidneys. So you've been researching this recently. What have you found?
Well, you know, I'll give you what I think is the really, first of all, sauna therapy in general has been done for a very long time, especially the Finnish. It's a big part of their culture. And traditional sauna therapy you might think of as the Indians, and they had what they call sweat lodges.
Mm-hmm.
And L. Ron Hubbard's been treating people for addiction for a very long time using traditional sauna therapy. So they all do one thing. They all have one thing in common, whether you go into a gym and you use their hot rock sauna, or you use a far infrared sauna, or what I think probably is the best is a near-infrared sauna, although I have a far infrared sauna personally, they all basically turn on your parasympathetic nervous system. And that's really the key. We're all having our, people love this term now called adrenal exhaustion. And what that means is that your sympathetic nervous system, you have two components to your autonomic nervous system. Your sympathetic, which is your fight or flight, that's stress. If I come up and grab you from behind and skip at you, I'm firing up your sympathetic nervous system. Or if I come try to pick a fight with you, I'm firing up your sympathetic nervous system. It shunts blood away from your digestive organs. It shunts blood to the organs that are basically necessary to either run away or fight you with a sword. And you've got your parasympathetic system. So even though you go to the gym and you sweat, and this is something that I now understand, you sweat, you think, oh, I'm detoxing, I'm sweating. You are, but you're firing up your sympathetic nervous system. And that's not a recovery, that's a catabolic system. It breaks things down. The thing about any sauna is that it preferentially fires up, forces on, essentially, your parasympathetic nervous system. And it shunts blood to the skin, away from the organs, allows detoxification, allows you to, like you talked about, remove heavy metals, pesticides, or anything else that's built up in your body. It also just allows you to turn off your, I was talking to a good doctor friend of mine. Adrenal exhaustion, in other words, stress, along with insomnia, probably are more deadly than crack. I mean, it's a really bad situation just to have you to be constantly stressed out, to be in a bad relationship, and to have a stressful job and get audited by the IRS or have a child become sick, and all these things just add up. And your sympathetic nervous system never turns off. So one thing that sauna does that's so magical is it turns on, it forces on, whether you like it or not, and you should like, your parasympathetic nervous system. It allows your body to basically heal itself. It puts your body in a recovery mode. So when I do my far infrared sauna and I turn on...
Yeah, and I do that, by the way. I've been doing it every morning for the last few weeks. When winter hits, I tend to do it more than in summer, although we haven't really felt winter where we are yet, but I just feel so much better with that deep heating sweat that happens from that is really detoxifying.
It is, and it's very... And relax. So what's the difference between a regular sauna and an infrared, whether it's near or far, is the wavelength of light. A near-infrared sauna is 600 nanometers to 950 nanometers, and a far infrared is 4,000. And the basic difference is a far only penetrates about 50 millimeters or 3 inches, a little more than 3 inches into your skin, and a near-infrared can penetrate as deep as 100 millimeters or almost 4 inches into your skin. Usually, we'll say 3 inches. But the point is, near gets about twice as deep. And infrared saunas heat you from within, as opposed to heating you from the outside like a hot rock sauna.
Right.
Near infrared heats you from within, heats up the tissues, increases blood flow, and also even increases angiogenesis. That means new blood vessel growth. And what it does is it basically causes your red blood cells to release something called nitric oxide.
Yes, stand by. We got to take a break here. Dr. Irvin Sani is our guest pinch hitter here. For Ty Bollinger, as we go outside the box together. We're talking far infrared, near infrared. We've got a lot of good stories, including one on vaccine fascism from down under. And we'll have Dr. Sani comment on that. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got a special event here. It's called Outside the Box, but no TMB. It's his 20th anniversary. He's spending time with his lovely wife and kids, and we're wishing him all the best and Merry Christmas to you as we're cranking up the Christmas season officially tomorrow, I think, Christmas Eve, and then the Christmas show. We actually have a special hour live new broadcast for you on Christmas Day. So don't think you can just skip out on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we're doing the holidays. We'll be here. Also, Dr. Irvin Sani is here, and we have him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out. It'll take you right to his website, IrvinSahni.MD.com. And Irvin is IrvinSahni for Sahni, M-D, .com. Check it out. This is a guy, if you need this kind of help, he can get it to you. Now, we're talking far infrared, near infrared sauna. You mentioned the increased production of nitric oxide. What is it and why do we want it?
So nitric oxide was actually discovered, I believe, in 91, but the Nobel Prize was given in 98. Nitric oxide is a naturally occurring substance in the body. It's essentially a gas that is released by the red blood cells when they're hit with near-infrared light. And they then go to the muscular layer of vessels, the arterioles, and cause them to vasodilate. And so the end result of this near-infrared therapy is increased perfusion in areas of the body that aren't getting good perfusion. This allows detoxification. It allows nutrition to get to that area. It essentially gives the body the resources it needs to heal itself. And there's some really dramatic results that can be seen from this. I would encourage anyone to YouTube Thomas Burke, B-U-R-K-E, I believe, and put in near infrared. He has a little 15-minute. He was a PhD that did research at the medical school in Colorado, and he has some amazing video of diabetic ulcers that would. I mean, when I saw this video, I said, that leg coming off, because now I'm an orthopedic surgeon. That leg needs to be amputated. Mm-hmm. And people with these horrible wounds for having an 88-year-old with severe diabetic wound was getting complete resolution in about 3 months with 30 minutes of near-infrared lamp therapy.
Right.
So, you know, just, it's amazing. It's amazing results with and it's extremely inexpensive. And
well, yeah, Irv, you mentioned on the break we were talking about the distinction between far and near in the terms of the wavelength and the depth it goes. And I'm thinking for most people, you know, their skin's not that thick, but you mentioned something about brain health. And, of course, that's getting into a high-end kind of unit when you get the full body and the brain being impacted. What is going on with near-infrared in the brain?
Well, there's, if you look at some of this stuff that I've been looking at on YouTube, and this is some, these are studies that have been done in, you know, in legitimate centers. There's some evidence or some results with people with traumatic brain injury that are getting recovery, not 1 month after their injury, but sometimes many, many years after the injury was felt to be static with near infrared light therapy. They use a technology called CerebroScan with looking at the perfusion in the brain, and they look at the perfusion in the brain before and after using near infrared light therapy. Near is 650 to 900 nanometers or so. Some people would say 650 to 1,000 nanometers, but it's a pretty tight range. And that particular wavelength will penetrate as much as 100 millimeters through, goes straight through the skull, and goes about 3 inches then into the brain. And so it can actually increase perfusion of brain tissue. Not only are they seeing CerebroScan changes, but also clinical changes in patients who are having improvement in their function from what was thought to be static brain injuries that are, you know, many years old. So that's very encouraging. I think, you know, obviously more research needs to be done. But by increasing blood flow and allowing tissues to heal themselves, and again, one thing that is very different about other types of sauna therapy or heat is that near-infrared also stimulates something called angioneogenesis. That means new blood vessels, brand new blood vessels that didn't exist are growing in, and again, bringing more nutrition and perfusion to the area that's injured. So,
very cool.
It's not just for your skin. I mean, you can aim an infrared light at your liver, and it'll go through, you know, assuming you don't have 3 inches of tissue between,
right,
you know, your skin and your liver, it'll go down into your liver and increase perfusion there as well, or your injured ankle.
Beautiful.
Or your injured hand. Yeah, so.
Beautiful. I got to bring Super Don into the equation here because, you know, he always wonders about those cheerleader kind of pharmaceutical reps. And unfortunately, Super Don, they don't visit Dr. Irvin Sani anymore, so we can't get any real updates on what they're sending out there for the drug reps.
They don't visit me, though.
Maybe Irv can send them to see you in Louisiana. I don't know, but on what basis would they?
I don't want what they're selling, but
no, of course not. Just the cute cheerleaders that rep drugs without the drugs.
They aren't picking the cheerleaders for any particular reason.
No, no. All right, well, Christmas, pre-Christmas edition here of Outside the Box with Dr. Irvin Sani. And we've got him linked up in the show notes, hyperlink. Just check it out and all the other things that we do here, as well as our wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week right here on GCN and many other networks. We'll tell you where to listen. Well, you're listening, but we'll tell where your friends can listen as well when we come back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Can
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Scott Belcher. All right, Merry Christmas. It's Outside the Box time. Dr. Irvin Sani doing able and capable replacement. No, nobody can replace TMB, but he's the guy I was thinking of, and I reached out to Ty, and I said, what about Irv? What about our buddy Irv? Is he available? And yes, he heeded the call right before the Christmas season, and I appreciate you being here, Irv.
No problem. Happy to be here.
Yeah. All right. So let's see what we got here. We got a story from Down Under that I find very interesting, and it's a play on editorial cartoonists, right? We have some famous ones in the United States. Perhaps if you grew up in, where did you grow up? What was your main city you grew up in most of your life?
Houston.
Houston. So
was there one guy, like, in a Houston newspaper that was, you know, known to be, here's our editorial cartoonist. Like, you look forward, he has some pretty pointed stuff. Because we had
there
that.
There was, and it was in the Houston Post, and I can't remember his name, but I do remember. I remember that was probably my favorite part of the newspaper, was the cartoon section.
Right, and I remember in Atlanta, the guy's name, I think, was Mike Lukovich. And, he, you know, these are often their Pulitzer Prize-winning, you know, art editorial cartoonists. And it's fantastic what the things that you can communicate in those things. And there's a guy down in Australia who's like that, very famous and very well-beloved, let's say, as far as his cartooning. And, yes, they get political, too. But what was the issue? Well, the issue was this time, this guy did a no-no, evidently. He did a cartoon about vaccines. And it wasn't, you know, just fawning over the vaccine issue or going after people who are questioning vaccines. It was Leonardo da Vinci's picture, image of the two hands coming together. One of the hands is holding a syringe. And in that syringe and underneath it, it talks about basically fascism, the forceful use of this and the going after parents who are questioning it or who might want to look at different options as such. And it's got the medical societies and the government in an absolute fit because they love this guy dearly, but then now they're calling him an anti-vaxxer.
He's a mainstream guy, and he's going against the mainstream.
Well, this is the thing that as more and more doctors, such as yourself, wake up, it becomes harder and harder to say, oh, he's just a parent, he doesn't know, or she just reads on the internet. But the reality is, and you've probably found this to be true, parents are often more well-read than the physicians that they're taking their kids to on these subjects.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as people produce more and more information, it's easier for the layman to understand, where people don't have to go to a medical journal to try to understand these things or read source materials from 50 years ago, and they've got better and better explanations, it's going to be easier for people to understand. It's going to be hard to argue with them on these points about how, you know, smallpox was not, you know, eradicated by the smallpox vaccination. You know, and
right.
When you say that to people, they think you're crazy. But if you can explain it to them properly, then they can actually, you know, understand and learn from that information and wake up, like you say.
Yeah. You're right. It is a shocker when you start looking back in the history that we were told. You realize that we were lied to, either by obfuscation or omission, but many times they just made stuff up. And, of course, the claim that vaccination wiped out disease is based on what? Guess what? Anecdotal evidence. And then the epidemiological studies, which deny the existence of the downturn of these diseases in terms of incidence and even mortality prior to the development or implementation of these vaccines. So it's a problem as well for those who say, well, the flu shot definitely works, but only 18% of the time, 14% of the time, 8% of the time, whatever it is. But what does it mean when they say it works? They mean it elicited an antibody response. It doesn't mean you got sick or didn't get sick. In fact, you could get sick with the flu, and as long as it stimulated antibodies in you, they'll say the flu shot actually worked. It isn't about preventing disease. It's about stimulating only one aspect of your complex immune system into gear, which may not be enough to prevent the disease to begin with.
Well, the NIH themselves in 2006 showed in a study that the flu shot essentially doesn't work. That in people, then in elderly people, it does only work in a very, you know, like you said, 14%, I believe, was the number in that study. And when it does elicit an immune response, but you still get sick, I say, oh, well, it was just a different strain. It's because you have a different strain. Well, that's right. It's always a different strain. You can't predict. It's like me saying what hurricane's going to occur next hurricane season based on last hurricane season. There's no way to predict that. It's always going to be a different strain. You're always behind the eight ball, and they can never predict what the strain is going to be next year. That's why the flu vaccine essentially doesn't work, and that's why I don't take it. And I've been harassed by my hospital for that. I mean, I've harassed pretty heavily for not taking the flu vaccine. So, you know,
well, we definitely need to stand up against all forms of tyranny, especially vaccine tyranny, because you know, the side effects, which are really direct effects, are kind of downplayed, yet $3 billion has been paid out to families of children who have been injured or killed due to vaccines on the vaccine schedule, according to the unscientific CDC semi-mandate.
Wow, $3 billion. I didn't know that. $3 billion.
Yeah, wow. $3 billion. Since 1986 is when it was passed by Congress, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Court. 88, I think, is when it went into effect. Since that time, over $3 billion paid out, and they say, no, vaccines are safe and effective. well, define it. Well, they never want to really define it. They'll just point at, well, look, see, there's less of this, there's less of that. But these anecdotes are anecdotes. And, of course, if we describe an anecdote of someone, for instance, taking silver hydrosol, 3 teaspoons a day throughout the winter months, instead of getting a flu shot, and they don't get the flu this year when every other season they did, they'll say, well, that's just anecdotal. But this is their evidence is anecdotal as well. They've not done double-blind placebo-controlled studies to determine safety or efficacy of the flu shot ever, much less any vaccination.
I agree. And although I took silver hydrosol myself this morning, I still don't know for sure whether it's that or it's because I've changed my diet and I eat a much healthier diet. I don't poison myself with toxic foods and foods with pesticides and hormones and et cetera. You know, it may just be as simple as improving your own immune system, you know, by changing what you eat.
Sure, and that's a big point, Dr. Sahni, because why aren't they counseling the elders that they want to shoot up with high adjuvant-containing vaccines that can be very devastating to not only the immune system but the neurological system and other systems, and tell them, hey, you know what, maybe we should feed you better. Maybe we should get you off the GMOs and the refined carbohydrates and give you some good fats and, you know, clean proteins and things, but they don't do that.
Right, right. Let me promote poison food and then also poison you with a vaccine that contains thimerosal to make sure that your immune system craters.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of immunity and immune systems, we got something that's called question of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day comes from Edwin, and it is appropriate because Edwin found out about us through the Truth About Cancer series by TMB. And Dr. Sahni was in that too. He says, my friend and boss has a sister that has been very, very sick for 3 months with salmonella. And she's been on antibiotics, but she is having a problem with her kidneys rejecting them because she's had a kidney transplant. She lives in Los Angeles. I was wondering if you could recommend a doctor there that could help her, if you can, you know, whatever. But I was just thinking of this. I was thinking antibiotics sometimes can be so devastating. They can kill the kidneys, but I don't know if this is the case if this happened prior to that. But we mentioned silver. Maybe there's some other thought forms. I mean, we really need to develop a strategy that doesn't rely or over-rely on antibiotics because not only the resistance issue, but the devastation, the indiscriminate devastation to 70% of your immune system, which is in your gut to begin with.
Yeah, and there are certainly antibiotics that are nephrotoxic, but, of course, most antibiotics are not nephrotoxic. The problem is that we sort of make people to some degree dependent upon antibiotics because we destroy their immune system, and they're in some ways dependent on specific antibiotics to destroy whatever the pathogen is. You know, I would argue that if your immune system is intact to begin with, you may not get sick to begin with because your body's able to naturally fight off that pathogen. But once you've torched it with all the garbage that we eat and all the toxins in our environment, just make it a little bit more difficult to fight that off. But I think silver absolutely would be one thing at least to protect you preemptively. Now, I don't know, I'm not saying that someone's got a salmonella infection that they just go take, some silver and that's absolutely going to fix the problem. You know, there's a lot of other factors there in this person's case that would have to be reviewed. It would be ridiculous for me to think I can just blanket say, oh, yeah, just take some silver, you'll be okay. It would depend on sort of what their other comorbidities, comorbidities are, and I'd have to know, more about their case. But since we've talked some tonight about sauna therapy, Lawrence Wilson, in his book Sauna Therapy, which is an excellent book I recommend people should look at and get it off Amazon, he believes that people are infected with multiple, I don't know where his source data was, but he believes multiple infections. I believe the number he said was 12. They were chronically infected, in our sinuses and all over our body. And that sauna therapy is a great way to kill infection because it raises your body temperature. And that's the way the body naturally kills infection. And mm-hmm. So sauna therapy, and I'm not saying that if you're septic and your kidneys are shutting down, that laying in a sauna is going to solve your problem overnight. In fact, he even says some infections can take months or years to completely clear out through repeated sauna therapy. But that would be something, again, that someone could do preemptively to just try to clear their body of infections because it's increasing perfusion. And, typically infections do well in areas that don't get good perfusion. That's where bugs usually can hide out. And by increasing perfusion, you're able to kind of clean those areas out.
Well, just having the discussion with you about these things is refreshing because, you know, there's a suppression of speech, freedom of speech within the medical community. You know, if you speak out, if you put your head up, they'll attack you. They attacked Dr. Bitar viciously. He had to defend himself to the tune of, I think, six or seven figures over many years, and he won, but it exhausted him financially. He had to work his way back up. So the ability to communicate freely, and again, as you said, responsibly, it's not like we're saying drop your antibiotic, take silver, because we don't know all the individual issues of that particular case related to salmonella. Do I know that salmonella is vulnerable to the active state of silver? Absolutely I do. But a patient is a patient is a patient. It's an individual thing. You've got to assess all kinds of things. And if the kidneys have been so damaged that they've been replaced and they're probably on anti-rejection medications, that complicates things tremendously, makes it very difficult even for the smartest of doctors to maneuver something like this.
Right. Yeah, and especially once you started getting into areas of antibiotic resistance, we use antibiotics so willy-nilly now. You know, a case in point is any young mother who brings their child in and takes their child to the pediatrician and spends $100 or whatever, spends, you know, money, they expect to walk out of there with something. The pediatrician almost feels
they demand it, don't they?
Antibiotics. You know, yeah. If I don't get some antibiotics or a shot or something or steroids or something, then I got ripped off. When we know that 90%+ of upper respiratory illnesses are viral and antibiotics.
Exactly. Well, and there's where I would nebulize the silver, by the way. But we got to take another break here. Having a great time with Dr. Irvin Stani. He's with us outside the box for Ty Bollinger. Happy anniversary for Ty. Merry Christmas to all y'all. We'll be back to wrap it up with some more news and empowering information on the Robert Scott Bell Show. After this, go to robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, there's no snow, there's no snow, there's no snow. At least where we are, where Irv is, where Super Don is. Of course, where you used to be Super Don, they're snowed under. Is that right?
Yeah, a few days ago, they had everybody was basically just hiding in the house because you couldn't even drive. It was crazy.
Yeah, you can't dodge the snowflakes, but you have to dodge tornadoes now. That's a new thing for you.
I have to dodge the mosquitoes. That's what.
Oh, the skeeters, too. Yes, they're skeeters. Right? They make good food for frogs, but the frogs don't eat enough. The bats don't eat enough. There's still enough to feed on you humans.
Christmas bats. What's up with that, man?
That is a whole different kind of Christmas bat. Well, Dr. Irv Vasani, we've been doing some good outside the box together here. I'm really enjoying having you on board here, and glad you could be with me the day before Christmas. That cartoon about vaccines out of Australia that's creating all the controversy, it's titled Fascist Epiphany. And underneath the picture of Da Vinci's, what do they call, I forget what they called that image, but the two hands coming together, very spiritual image evidently, and one's holding the syringe, and it says below it, the God of science grants politicians the divine right to enforce mass medication upon babies and small children. And he's saying nothing that is not exactly factual and true, but again, the pro-vaccination religionists or cultists do not like anybody pointing this fact out. The guy, it says, listen, I'm not making a commentary on whether vaccines work or whether they don't, whether you should have them, whether you don't. I'm just saying that this is a fascistic kind of principle when you force people to comply with these medical edicts.
Well, he's gonna probably cause a few people to become unplugged. You know, unplugged from the matrix and awaken and think about these questions. The establishment never wants to be questioned, of course. You know,
they're right.
They keep pumping out their vaccines. I mean, so, you know, I think the problem for them is that a lot of people listen to this guy, right? Isn't that the big issue?
If he was he's got influence. He's got influence, yes.
He's got influence, he's got credibility, and he's brought this to people's attention, and obviously the people who think who are not pro-vaccine, you know, can leverage that, and social media can spread it like wildfire. So it's a problem for them.
Yeah.
You know, we don't live in the same world we lived in 20 years ago.
Yeah, Michael Lenig, I believe. If I apologize if I pronounce his last name improperly, but when he responded, and I want to read what he said about this. He says, "My cartoon was not about the value of vaccines. It is about the punitive deprivation and coercive authoritarian force being increasingly and systematically applied by federal and state governments to parents who want choice in the matter." I mean, this guy is learned. You can tell by the words he uses, man. He knows his stuff. He's not a kind of a light. I just got on this and just decided to blip off on it. This guy is well thought.
It's just another step worldwide, I believe, especially in the United States, worldwide, to push us closer to socialism, to control us, you know? So, you know, and then the next, you know, we'll talk about this, but it's financial collapse. So, I mean, they're preparing us to be told what to do, and we see ourselves being, you know, inched in this direction every day in the media, and vaccination is just another example of that. It's like they strip people of their gold, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, I've heard that Donald Trump, although you hear he says he talks a good game about Obamacare, yes, we'll repeal it. Word on the street is that he wants to replace it with basically a full-on federalized single-payer system, which isn't that what the Democrats have wanted for years? So yeah. What party is this? And it's the blurring of the party lines. Honestly, even though, I'm not encouraging you to participate in the system, that would be irresponsible of me. But I'll have to say this, Rand Paul, the only guy talking some sense on this issue, at least a constitutionally limited form of government. The rest of them are all saying, hey, yeah, how do we manage the trillions that we get or steal from you?
Well, the government, you know, anytime the government enters any industry, it never seems to end well. Certainly we need some form of change when it comes to healthcare, because the healthcare system certainly is broken. But inviting corrupt politicians in, or socializing medicine in the way I think they intend to do, I just don't think is gonna end well.
We're already
seeing what's happening. It just seems like the government and the insurance companies and really, in my opinion, the hospitals, and this is a big topic, we won't get you far to that, are the ones that always benefit. You know, what I'm seeing is the doctors just continuing, mainly because of their own fault, to lose control of the healthcare system and other people telling them what to do.
You want a monopoly, you got it, right? And Devo said it, something like that. Freedom of choice is what you got. Freedom from choice is what you want. Of course, not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Merry Christmas, Dr. Urban Sawney, Ty Bollinger and family, all y'all listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, Super Don, making it sound so good. I appreciate you. And Daniel back at GCN. Y'all keep listening. GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcast on Epic Times, Talk Network, and across the pond. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas to UK Health Radio. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balance balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.